my friend Beth lived in Bridge Street, and we used to be able to get out of the back of her house onto a car park, which was towards Coombe Street, that side of Bridge Street. The other side of Bridge Street, from memory, was fairly rough ground at that time. I only remember one river running through it, which is what makes me think that it had joined up where the police station, I think, still is. But somewhere there, I think those, the two, the muddy river and the clean river, came together. And it ran in a sort of informal way along the back of the houses that were on Bury Road, Cotterill's at that point, possibly. Past Beth's house on Bridge Street, and then entered. It wasn't rough ground. There was a coal yard. There was railway sidings, just a small railway siding there, which may have been to deposit the coal in the coal yard, but nonetheless a small siding. Again, the ground there was very gravelly. I remember that because there were holes dug in it. I'm not quite sure why they were there, but squarish holes with a channel, for want of a better word, that ran towards where the river was. And again, we're talking, the river was very chalk streamy, so gravelly in the bottom. It had got green weed with little white flowers at times. There were trout, there were these, what we called rainbow trout, living in there. Beth and I would play along there. I remember what was the co-op being built distinctly, because it was built onto a metal structure, and it was the first time I'd encountered that as a child. Everything I'd ever seen being built before was, brick, fundamentally. This had got a brick outside, but breeze blocks inside and around this metal frame that they put up first, which was extraordinary, I thought. Made a point of watching it going up because it was something a bit new. Right at the plough end, I remember there being air raid shelters there, quite big ones. We had air raid shelters in school. They were used as storage. But the ones at the plough were bigger than that. They were obviously not a town's worth of air raid shelter, but they were built for a well-populated area. The air raid shelters, they were still there, but they were blocked off, obviously. There was a playground there that we used to go to fairly regularly, particularly on our way to and from Churchill, which was one of the local children's health centres. We would go there anyway because we were children. but my brother, because he wasn't terribly well, we went there a bit more often perhaps than we would otherwise go. And once I'd got to, well, before 10 really, I was using my birthday money to buy a season ticket for the swimming pool, which was there as well. So by this time you could walk along Waterhouse Street and through to the plough and then up to Churchill to the swimming pool. That was quite good.